extreme is something that we reserve for pretty serious situations.
That's Haines Avalanche Center Director Eric Stevens.
And I think the last time we issued extreme, I think we did once last year. And I believe this is the third time we've gone to extreme in the last, 8 years that I've been forecasting here. So it's not very often at all.
And what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, the definition of extreme is widespread, large avalanche activity is expected or certain, basically.
And basically, don't go there.
Yeah, there's really no reason to be out in the backcountry in any kind of avalanche terrain in those kind of conditions.
We're on our way, but not quite out of the woods yet. According to the Avalanche Center, danger remains considerable to high throughout the backcountry.
It's definitely not perfectly safe now, but we're on the tail end. Things are getting better. I'm looking out the window. It's still raining a little bit, but hopefully this rain will taper off soon. And once this rain stops and the weather, the temperatures start to drop, that will make a big difference. Things will stabilize pretty fast.
Steven says users still need to be particularly cautious.
We're still forecasting considerable danger right now, which means human-triggered avalanches are still likely, so people should still be really careful in the backcountry. The snowpack's soaking wet right now. Things are still moving around a little bit. But the bulk of the natural avalanche cycle has passed, I think.
According to Stevens, what happened last weekend was a large avalanche cycle.
Avalanche cycles happen periodically, and some are bigger than others. But this weekend especially was particularly dangerous to humans, I'd say, because there was a lot of powder. The skiing was good. It was really good. People were going out skiing.
There weren't any reported incidents of dangerous human-involved avalanches, but there were a lot of avalanches. Stevens did an aerial survey of the Chilkat Valley on Tuesday.
So we felt it necessary to really get the word out and push that word pretty hard to make sure people understood that conditions were pretty dangerous. And a large avalanche cycle definitely occurred. We did some aerial recon yesterday on Tuesday, and pretty much everything slid out.
Still, he cautions not everything slid. There are still dangerous slopes in the mix. In the short term, things are likely to improve.
And what we're looking at the next couple of days is clearing weather, good weather. It looks like it's going to be clear, pretty calm, pretty sunny, and the temperatures are going to be dropping, which is really key for the avalanche danger. Once the snowpack refreezes, it should lock up pretty good. So we're still waiting for that to happen, but hopefully over the next couple of days, things will be really calming down.
For more information on forecasts, to read or record observations, visit alaskasnow.org. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.